Thank you, Madam Chair. The European Union welcomes the convening of the third session of the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. We thank the members of the forum and the different speakers for their opening remarks this morning. The EU continues to be strongly committed to the fight against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, whether perceived or actual. Racial discrimination not only inflicts profound harm on individual victims, but also undermines the very fabric of peaceful and democratic societies. As we have said before, we acknowledge and profoundly regret the untold suffering inflicted on millions of men, women, and children as a result of the transatlantic slave trade. We underline our full support to the related principles and elements contained in the DDPA, including the acknowledgement that slavery and the slave trade, including the transatlantic slave trade, were tragedies in the history of humanity, not only because of their abhorrent barbarism, but also in terms of their magnitude, organized nature, and especially their negation of the essence of the victims. Slavery and the slave trade are a crime against humanity. Looking forward, we believe in the importance of reconciliation and reckoning with the past. In reconciliation processes, it's also essential that the voices of those affected are heard. The Permanent Forum can play a role in this regard. In addition, if we are to find concrete solutions that are acceptable to all, we will have to build trust. A safe space to exchange views, answer questions, jointly develop solutions, and take action. We will listen with great attention to the panels over the coming days. Many of the topics mentioned in the concept note are dear to our heart. That applies to education, bridging skills gaps, empowering women, ensuring equal access to employment, healthcare, and housing, bridging the digital divide. All of these issues help to implement the Sustainable Development Goals. We pursue these priorities not only in our internal policies, but also in all our external interactions. Thank you.